It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It is time for our friend, our guest from the community.
Yes.
Of course, our morning show is brought to you by Milwaukee Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible, and Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And our friend, our guest, is one of our favorites, Trinity from DVP, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. in Texarkana.
Yes.
And how are you doing, Trinity?
I'm tired, but we are here.
She's tired.
Thank you for getting up.
But she's here. She got up early, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she did. Yeah.
But I hate to tell you, what time did your alarm go off, Trinity?
Why you gotta call me out on being late, y'all?
No.
We're trying to brag that we get up.
Yeah, that's not
you.
Where I'm going.
Oh, 6:30.
6:30. See, yeah. No telling what time hers goes off. But mine goes off about 4:40, and so every weekday morning.
Bless it, y'all are troopers.
We're so glad that you got up.
Thank you for coming on in.
You were not late. All right. But before we get to talking about, of course, October is, unfortunately, we have to talk about it, but we want to talk about it to help people, is Domestic Violence Prevention Awareness Month.
Right.
Yes. But before we talk about that, you did have a fun, neat softball tournament earlier this month. How'd that go?
Yes, it turned out so good. We had four teams play, and our local Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department team won the tournament.
Congratulations.
Good job, guys and ladies. There's ladies there, too.
Ladies, too,
They were hardcore in it.
They had a blast. Everybody had a blast, and they are excited for next year. Hopefully, we can do it next year, too.
I hope so. And so it was good to bring awareness and raise a little money there for DVP. And get it, and we'll grow it next year and even have more teams. Probably because the Marines told us they'd get in it.
Incredible.
They just didn't know in time.
So
they'll do that. But congratulations on that. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that this is Awareness Month.
Yes.
Yeah.
So domestic violence is more prevalent than people think.
Right.
It's not just husbands and wives beating each other or in a dating relationship. It can happen between mother and child, father and child, grandparent and child, cousin, baby daddies, baby mamas. I mean, the list is really big. So our services cover a broad range of people, and they just don't realize that they would qualify.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you pointed that, because I sit there and think about, well, that means boyfriend, being abusive to his girlfriend, or man being abusive to his wife. But it's a lot of different things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of different things. Abuse is all about just power and control. And that's what defines domestic violence.
And it could be a lot of different kinds of abuse, right? Not just physical.
Yeah, more than physical. So financial is a really big thing. So who controls the money? Are you getting an allowance? It could be isolation from friends and family. It could be emotional, psychological. We use the term gaslighting, which is making the victim feel like they're crazy, or like, oh, it really didn't happen that way. You're crazy.
You're being sensitive.
Yeah.
I was joking.
Yeah. So there's a whole plethora of different...
Oh, she pulled out the big word.
Plethora. It was a big word, didn't I?
I love the big words, especially when you say them right, because
I
don't.
Sometimes she uses a big word, and I'm going, huh?
That's not a real word.
But that's a real word, and she used it well. Go ahead, Anna.
So the money that was raised, I'm circling back to the softball, the money that was raised goes back to a pool and to support the services that aren't grant funded, correct?
Yes. So, like you said, our nonprofit is funded by grants, and we have to be very specific how we spend our money with our grants. So that money that we raise outside of the grants, we can use that wherever we need to. So,
like the Christmas store.
Like the Christmas store if we need to, if we need to buy something at the shelter, if we need to buy food, if we need to help someone with the bus ticket back home because the abuser brought them down somewhere far away.
Right.
Whatever. We can
isolated them. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if people want to make a donation, they didn't make it to the softball tournament, do they just call you? Or how do they make a donation?
Yeah. So they can call our main office in Texarkana, 903-794-4000. Or they can, just stop by the office, bring by a check, cash, or they can mail something to our office, like a check or whatever.
All right. And they can find you on Facebook, right?
Yes. And they can find us on Facebook. And then also on our website, we have a donate now button.
Okay, good.
And they can do PayPal
donations
as well.
So that makes it simple.
Well, that's easy ways.
Yes.
I need it easy. So there you go. All right. We're going to continue talking with Trinity about DVP and what they do to help people, and some facts about you don't really realize. 1039 mypigradio.com, and it's Tuesday morning, October 26th. This would be local news time, but we've had local news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We're going to let them be your sponsor of our continued talk with Trinity from DVP, Inc. That's Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. This is the Awareness Month and they want to bring awareness to it. And also, you know, they're always needing help financially to help these people in need, because a lot of these people that are coming out of this situation, they've got children, they've got, they're leaving, maybe they're leaving the person that is the breadwinner or whatever,
right.
And they've got a lot of issues to deal with financially, because they may be afraid to take that step because of finances or anything like that.
Yeah, they're used to, I call it the victim mindset, but they're used to relying on the other person to ask them permission. Can I do this? Can I have this? You know, maybe they don't know how to open a bank account. Maybe they don't know how to hold down a job or have a resume. So it's a whole process of leaving. It's not just, okay, I'm going to leave.
Right.
They got to work it out.
It's scary.
It's scary.
Because you don't have that mindset. You hadn't handled that part of it, and you're going, well, how am I going to pay for it? You know, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to pay for that? Whatever, what am I going to do?
Right.
You don't want to be out on the street. Yeah, that's understandable.
Makes sense.
And so, you know, the finances, the donations that you make can help people in need
right
here in our area.
Right.
And like you were saying during the Facebook, it's more widespread than what people realize, because a lot of times those that are abused, they just don't talk about it, or they're afraid to talk about it, or they're shamed into not talking about it, or like you said, it may be a guy that's being abused, and they certainly don't want to, they're not going to talk about it either.
Yeah, but we've had more guys come, I think, this year than I've ever seen before. And a lot of people like to call it the battered women's shelter, but we have men stay at our shelter too.
Right.
So there's a lot of different people out there who need, and I guess we talked about this during the Facebook, that that does sometimes prevent people from making that move, even though they are being they're being treated horribly and being abused, is they're either afraid that this person is going to cause them harm for leaving, or they do have that financial hurdle, that fear of that.
Right.
Yeah. It takes 7 times on average for a person to leave an abusive relationship.
7 different incidents?
Is or just 7 different times where they're like, okay, I'm going to leave, and they maybe pack up, or maybe they give us a call, they're ready to leave, and then they back out.
So it takes 7 times on average?
Yeah, 7 times
on
average.
That's a lot.
You would think it'd be like
lot.
One or two, but no. The statistics say about 7 times.
Wow, that is unfortunate. But I mean, like I said, you got to get inside their mindset, and it's a scary world out there. I mean, it's if trying to step out on your own, maybe, like you said, and most of them are in a domineering type situation where the other person's been maybe domineering them, and so it's hard for them to become the I'm going to take charge.
Right.
Yeah. And a big thing I wanted to mention is domestic violence, there's a cycle to it. So there's the tension building phase where things are just building and things are happening. Like you're walking on eggshells, then you have the blow up phase or the incident, the physical abuse happens. But then you have that honeymoon phase. And that's a really big reason why people stay is this, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm never going to do this again, I'm going to change, I'm going to be a better person. And then the victim's like, okay, that's cool. So then they see this little change for maybe a week, a month, or however long.
Right.
And, then it happens in the tension phase again.
It doesn't.
It's just a cycle.
And you were saying something about on the Facebook part of it about different counseling as far as people going to get counseling. Now, y'all are counseling the victims.
Yeah, we counsel the victims. We also have a batterers intervention prevention program for the abusers as well. Uh-huh. That does cost money. All of our other services are free. Uh-huh. But we always suggest you need to go through individual counseling first, because there's deep-rooted things going on with the abuser that he or she needs to work out. And the victim has a different side of things that they need to recognize these red flags, recognize there is a cycle, and not to continue to take the abuse.
Right.
And then once both are healthy in that sense, they can come together. But individual counseling is definitely recommended for couples who want to reconcile.
Mm-hmm. So if we all, I'm sorry, in the beginning we were hearing that with COVID and everybody being home, families were uniting and things were all becoming rosy and merry. Is that really the truth of what happened?
COVID actually, from what we saw, increased our numbers over the past year. It did play an effect into it. So we saw a 30% increase of receiving calls and people coming to receive services at our agency.
I guess, you know, it caused a financial problem a lot of times. COVID
Which exasperates everything.
Yeah. And then you're together more than you were.
Stuck, yeah.
And your finances are not going good. I can see where tensions could build up. And if somebody's already prone to being abusive, there you go.
It's just
sad. We had a lot of families having to come live in the same household, so different generations. And so we saw a lot of, like, grandchildren, elder abuse as well. Mm. So that was something we saw more.
All right.
Wow.
The good news is we're just around the corner from November and December, so that means the Santa store will be opening up soon.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm so excited.
So come Christmas time that you will be giving those individuals who you service there at DVP a chance to come in to the Santa store and shop for their children. And they get able to pick out what they want.
Yes. So through monetary donations and toy donations, we're able to set up a like a toy store in a confidential location. Mm-hmm. So our clients and their families can come in and shop for toys for their kids for Christmas. So they're not really shopping or spending money. We give them, you know, like a coupon or whatever, and they get to spend so much money in our store because all the toys are priced, you know, on cheaper whatever, and they get to pick out what they want for their kids for Christmas. So
I think this is exciting.
The way that they're able to do that is for you to make a donation.
Right.
but this is coming up. So we're going to have Trinity back sometime in November, I'm sure, to talk about the specifics. But we want it to be a great year for the Santa store so that lots and lots of kids can get the things they need, especially because they need to have a good Christmas.
Yes, and to kind of put it on a perspective, we served over 700 kids in the past year, so a lot of those kids are going to be needing Christmas presents for us.
Right.
So the need is definitely there, and she'll be back to talk about that coming up soon. But right now, hey, we're going to play two quick games because we got time.
Okay.
All right.
What are they?
Two games.
Yeah.
Bonus.
The first one's not really a game, but it's this or that. So we're going to give you two choices, and you decide which one, and maybe tell us why.
Okay.
Swiffering or vacuuming?
Vacuuming.
Vacuuming.
Vacuuming, I agree with that. Painful truth or comforting lie?
Comforting
painful
lie.
I'd just get it over with.
Just get it over with.
Yeah,
she says.
Some people can't take the truth, so you have to kind of spin it.
A live concert or watching a live concert on a 70-inch big screen television?
Live concert. You have to go in person.
That's dependent on who it is, but I agree. Chocolate or vanilla on your ice cream? Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
But I do like some cats, but dogs. Messy or tidy?
Tidy.
I was going to say, she's extremely tidy. Zombies or vampires?
Zombies.
Vampires.
I agree with the vampires. A sponge or paper towel?
Paper towel.
Yeah. Clean a litter box or walk a dog?
I'll walk the dog every day.
Right.
Every day, all day.
Mowing the yard or weeding the garden?
Mowing the yard.
Absolutely. I don't want to do
that. Weed eating is tedious.
I don't want to do that.
Painful.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to do that at all.
All right.
That was this or that.
Perfect.
We do have a couple of, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, won't this be fun?
Well, if I can find it, it will
be. You went past it.
Thank you very much. You know, that's why you're here.
That's the only reason I'm here.
To tell me these things. Hey, you went past it, dodo brain. Go back.
Right. If you do control F, you can find it.
Oh, do I have to do that?
Well, or you can keep scrolling in Trinity.
You talk to Trinity a minute.
So what are you doing for Halloween, Trinity?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Never mind, Trinity. I found it.
Okay, good.
World War II started in 1939. How many years did it last? 4, 6, or 7? This is a toughie. World War II actually started in 1939. America didn't enter, but it started in 1939. How many years did it last? 4, 6, or 7?
I'm pretty sure it's 6.
I'll go with Anna's 6.
Well, that's good because Anna is correct. It finished up in 1945.
I just remember history.
Technically, they say 6 years in one day.
Right.
Assuming you could, if you swam from New York to England, that would be across the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
No, never mind. I gave the answer away.
Atlantic Ocean.
The answer is Atlantic Ocean.
Woo! We're cheating.
And let's see
here.
Yeah, poor me. When it comes to this, which of the following is not considered a renewable source of energy? Sunlight, ocean waves, or coal?
What?
Cold.
Cold? Not, how about coal? And finally, when it comes to rainforest, there are none bigger than the Amazon rainforest. Now, where would you find it?
It's in South America.
Yes.
It is in South America. I didn't even give you the, and you got it right.
Yeah, the Amazon.
All right. Well, we got to go. Give us the phone number and the Facebook and all that, okay?
Yes, so our 24-hour crisis hotline is 903-793-4357, and you can find us on Facebook, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. Our Facebook profile is a purple circle with our name in it.
Yep.
And our website is www.dvptxk.org.
All right.
Thank you,
Lots
Trinity.
Of ways to help out. Please help them out. And Trinity will be back soon in November to talk about the Santa
yes.
store. We really want you to fill that up.
Yes. I'm All excited. Right.
Have a great day, Trinity.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.